This is 18 January 1989 with Connie Palmer for the Forest Products Survey talking about sedge brooms. And
okay, just all right. They're made out of broom sedge. Old folks call it broom sage. And it grows in the open fields and along the roadsides and all over the Florida area. And I know as far north as Missouri and North Georgia through that area. But basically, it's the only kind of broom that my grandmother on mother's side and my grandmother on daddy's side used to do housework with. And most of the ladies in the community now, the older ones, you'll still find one of the little brooms in use for sweeping porch off with. It's unique in the fact that you can sweep a wax floor with it and it won't scratch it. But I use it for my fireplace and also out on my front porch out here and on the walk. I go in the wintertime, usually January, February is your best time because the fuzz is all off of it then. And just gather it by the handful. You can take your knife or your scissors because it's hard to break. You cut your hand if you try breaking it with your hand. Gather an armload of it and bring it back home. And you've got to get the chafe off of it. This is some...
like the trash on the side?
Yeah, the trash. This is some just like you pick it. If you'll notice, it's got a lot of hair from all the way down it. And it might have a little bit of fuzz, the bloom, left in the top. Well, if you were to gather it and bundle it just like that and go to sweep with it, you're going to leave behind a bigger mess than what you're trying to clean up. Uh-huh. Because all this is going to come off on you.
So you
take this. Well, Granny had an old butter knife, and she took it and gripped her sage so far up, and then she took that knife and just ran it down in it and did like that, and it'll knock every bit of the husk like that. It'll knock it off and clean it to where when you get through and you get the fuzz beat off of it, this has been worked just a little bit. This doesn't have near it. You can see the difference in the two? The top one has been cleaned a little bit, and the bottom one's the one that was just picked. Well, when you get it cleaned down real good, look at the difference in this one now. These ends, there's nothing here but just the core of that broom sedge that's left. There's nothing to hang your fingers on. And you size your broom according to your hand. Now, this was sized for mine because I have a small hand. I can control that. This one here, see the difference? This is the one, by the way, the last one that my grandmother tied. This was tied in the 1950s. I've used it, and it's beginning to come apart with my string, so I've retired it to the kitchen. I don't use it anymore.
She's got a big hand.
Uh-huh. She was a strong little woman. But that's your finished one.
Now, what's it bound with?
It's cotton twine.
Mm-hmm.
But back when I remember Grandma Shelton and Grandma Davis having four or five of them at once, you know, in the house to use, they would take a piece of calico and just strip it up and tie it with that.
Uh-huh. Would you keep, maybe make a number of them and use them in different areas?
Oh, you had them all, yeah.
So that you only have kitchen dust on one and you don't bring the kitchen dust onto the porch, that kind of thing?
It's more or less just for handiness. Usually by the fireplace is where you found the broom, or by the door before you went in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be several of them, front porch, back porch, kitchen, all over. So, you know, you had your broom was handy.
Were there any binders of choice? To me, having that sort of that twine is kind of, would actually cut into your hands if you weren't too careful.
No, it won't. You don't even notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Mine that I make now, I bind first with the twine and then put the calico over it just as a decorative item, mm-hmm. because it's just prettier with it on there. But in old days, if you just use the calico, you find out after a while that the calico comes off a lot quicker than the string does. So you'd use that. Now this is a kind that you don't use. Absolutely not. There's no way that'll make a broom.
Yeah.
It's just way too much fuzz. It's all top, plus the bottom on it is seems to be a lot more brittle. The joints are closer together on it. Any pressure on it breaks it, mm-hmm. So you can't use it. Uh-huh. So it's very brittle. Uh-huh. So you don't want to use that.
That's an interesting way of getting the trash off. To me, when you're talking about getting that side stuff off, I immediately thought of what they do with.
Let me get a butter knife and show you what.
Yeah, let's put this on pause and disconnect you. Okay.
Okay. Well, was that short and sweet enough? So anybody mm-hmm. can do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where does the sedge grow?
Okay, along the sides of the road, fence rows, old abandoned fields. Any open space, full sun. And if you notice in August, as you're driving along the road, it's a kind of a blue-gray.
Huh.
And you'll notice it coming up first probably about this high, and then the next thing you know, it's way up there. And it's lovely in a dried arrangement because it'll keep that blue-gray. But it will mold on you, so you have to keep it plenty dry.
How do you keep those from not molding on you?
They dry. They just automatically dry. By November, October, November, they're dry. They've turned this color. And they're usually loaded with the little white fuzzy blooms on them. And then all you're doing is waiting for the cold to completely get the fuzz off and the frost to get on it. And that way it's ripe and ready to pick. Mm-hmm. I was in an old barn one time down Clarksville. And over in one side of the corn crib, there must have been 2 truckloads of this straw that had been gathered to just put in the corn crib so the lady could just go get it as she needed a new broom. She had her straw already piled. So.
Now, you say that this is a broom that we were talking before we started recording. You were telling me that this was the kind of broom that's sort of the broom of choice.
Yeah.
In this area,
we didn't have store-bought brooms. We didn't have the ones that are sewn together with string. And this is the only kind of house broom that I can remember. Mm-hmm. Until, say, up in the 40s, when it was a little more convenient to get to the store to buy one. And a store-bought broom, that was something fancy. You hung that up and very seldom ever used it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I can remember Grandma Shelton saying she didn't like it, the store-bought broom, because it just didn't sweep as good as her little broom sedge broom did. It was heavy, for one thing, with a wooden handle on it. This very light. She much preferred this.
Now, you say that there were other kinds of brooms made, too? Brooms out of other kinds of straw and grass?
The scrub brush, scrub broom. Mama, was there another name for it? It seemed to me like there is, and I can't think of it.
Scrub broom.
Okay, you had you a piece of board, I'd say 1.5-2 inches thick, about half the size of this footstool, and it would have 8 or 10 holes drilled all the way through it, big enough to hold corn shucks that you push through the hole or pull through the hole when they were damp, and you trimmed them off to where the corn shuck was kind of stiff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it had a handle in it that stuck up for the lady to hold on to. And you dip that corn shuck scrub brush in your bucket of suds, and you scrub the floor with it. And as a youngster, it was a treat to get one of the little ones to get to sit on that thing and sit on it for weight while you scrubbed with your lye soap and your sand and stuff.
That's great.
And I think there's one at the old farm place down at Perry. You know, they've got a restored farmhouse at the Forest Museum.
Uh-huh.
There might be one there. I think I saw one there.
Did you ride on it very much?
Oh, yeah, I've sat on Grandma's many a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, sit on there and hold on and give it just enough weight where really the sand and the lye water would really clean those porches where they were nice and pretty and white.
Mm-hmm.
And the floors had holes in them. Every once in a while in your old farmhouse, especially by the fireplace, you'll find little holes drilled in them. That was so your water would run through under the house, keep your floors dry. And the other broom was made out of gallberry bushes, and it was for sweeping the sand yard with.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the woods and you'd cut off good long gallberry bushes, I say, or tie, either one would be used, and bring it home and let it dry out in the yard a little bit, and then take it and beat it on a tree to get the leaves off of it, and then bundle it up, and they tied it with the calico strings too, and that was your yard rake. and a really good high-class lady could sweep her yard with a pattern so that it was a decorative pattern.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And the neater your sand yard was, the better quality person you were. And don't step in the nice raked yard. I mean, you just were very careful. You walked down where you were supposed to walk. You didn't cut across where it had all been swept. Yeah. So...